But you say there's a legend of some kind of a lake monster in Carlick?
That hill. No.
Or was that?
It was just every now and then they would come out.
Uh-huh.
But half. Okay, they would always see them half, especially toward Nunavak, where my Krosna used to live. Mm-hmm. That there's a swamp in there. They would be seen by somebody, always.
Mm-hmm. This was in Carlick?
In Carlick.
Oh.
Yeah, Carlick River. Come out. Yeah. They still are like, the deceased will let you, they'll appear, the mm-hmm. spirits, I guess, will let you seen.
Mm-hmm.
So they would never be forgotten, I guess. That's why Robert used to go and bless those lakes and everything.
Mm-hmm.
Always. Yeah.
And this, they said that what this thing it would come halfway out of the water, mm-hmm. whatever it was.
Yeah, uh-huh.
But, and where
from
were they?
The swampy areas.
From the swampy areas, uh-huh.
Yes, swampy areas. Uh-huh. My brother, my youngest brother, Moses, happened to see Philip Wasili, that drowned right there in Larsen Bay, mm-hmm. in that bay. And he saw him, remembered him with his black knitted cap, and he was showing himself to my brother.
Mm.
So he made a sign of a cross then. Mm-hmm. You know, because Robert used to tell when you do that, let us go for the lady. But sometimes they wanted to show themselves.
Mm.
So I guess maybe to tell stories about them, or I don't know what it is, but you've always seen somebody appear.
Mm-hmm. Mm. So this was more like a person then?
Yeah, a human being.
Oh, so it was
like if, let's say that it was me.
Mm-hmm.
You know me.
Uh-huh.
And somewhere along the line, maybe I would appear and you would say, I saw this here. I'm right here.
Oh, uh-huh.
Spirit.
Uh-huh. You
know? But that person would disappear.
Mm-hmm. That person would disappear. So you're talking about Aulachs.
Aulachs.
Did they really turn into those runaways?
Huh?
Did they really Aulachs? How did they survive?
Aulachs?
Yeah.
They survived in this land. With a lot of wild fish and ducks and everything. That's funny. That, like that girl was saying, sometimes they would eat their own people.
One person disappeared. He was going to hike to Oak Harbor.
Mm-hmm.
And Ivan Duke, he disappeared while he was hiking. They never found a trace of him.
See, that's why I said they're still very much in this world, I guess, because they still remain losing people that disappear. Mm-hmm. They can't find them.
Mm. Mm.
Yeah.
Mm. Yeah. That lake monster, you said it was half...
As a matter of fact, my daughter saw it in the paper about 5-6 years ago. She says, Mama, she says, the story that you told us is a story, I think she got a hold of it, or was it in the paper? She saw it,
mm-hmm.
and she said, you know, that's what my mama used to tell me. She said, and I kind of forgot about it. It definitely was in the paper.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's an amusing paper,
mm-hmm.
books or something like that.
Mm.
It's the story. Yeah.
So that one was, the one near Kinnatic, that was, you said, half octopus and half whale.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Part, half and half.
Mm-hmm.
Half
mm-hmm.
and half.
Right.
But I cannot remember the lake up there in that lake.
Right.
I can't.
Mm-hmm.
I cannot. But I remember it all the time.
Yeah.
And like I said, that they used to go up there for Krishna in January uh-huh. the 19th with holy water and go
right.
up there and bless it. And every little swamp, they went ahead and
mm-hmm.
blessed it. Because they themselves used to say, especially my stepfather, and Larry McFay, it's a wonder that Larry McFay never mentioned it. Years ago, the bears had tails, okay? And it's very seldom that you see a bear, brown bear, black, brown bear, especially grizzly bears,
mm-hmm.
have a tail.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a story about that.
Mm.
Because Nicanor, that was, what's her name? Tatiana's mom's husband, to be Nicanor. No, Julius. They used to come over from Alatak, him and Larry and several others, to come for a New Year's dance. at that time, years ago, they used to snow a whole bunch. Now we don't have near as much snow as we used to. When they came, they spotted, they was asking Filka, my stepdad, that they saw a strange bear. And he had a tail.
Hmm.
Then that's when he told them, he said, them kind are dangerous. If you come to a swamp, you think that they would go ahead and sink. Those kinds did not sink in the swampy places. Like you and I would go to the swamp and would sink in, you know? And then if they came to a solid ground, that's when they would sink. Opposite from the ground. You know, like I'm saying that we went to a soft ground, they would sink. But it did not.
Huh.
Only when they come to a solid foundation,
the
ground, they would go down.
Huh. Well, that's interesting. Huh?
Mm-hmm. The bears them days had tails.
Huh. Bears with tails.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Those, they used to say, are very, very rare. Very, very rare now. That's where that story comes out about the bear and the fox.
Mm.
The sly old fox did his trick to that bear. It's a story.
Do you remember that story? Or?
It's a, this sly old fox was fishing, looking for food down on the ice, solid ice. And this bear came along, and that guy already had fish. The sly old fox had fish already.
Mm-hmm.
So this, the bear with the tail on was making strange remarks. You know, how did you get it? He was asking him, how did you get that fish? So the smart old fox decided, he says, you put your tail, use that for fishing rod or fishing whatever. Put your tail down in the ice hole, catch your fish. He kept it in there till it froze and fell off.
Oh! And that's how the bear lost its tail.
The sly old fox got him. And the tip of the fox, you know, white's white. He spilled that milk on his tail. That's why the tip of his tail was.
Cute.